Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of Global Gaming Business, and today we feature an interview with Joe Domenico, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Bally's Atlantic City, about his first few months on the job. Domenico, a longtime Harrah's executive, took over Bally's late last year from a legend in Atlantic City, Ken Condon, who brought so many championship boxing matches to town. Domenico takes over during a difficult time, facing a bad economy, increased competition, a smoking ban, and more. He explains how Bally's has and will respond, and what he sees in the future for his casino in Atlantic City. Domenico spoke with me and editor Frank Legato at his offices in Atlantic City in May. Joe Domenico, thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. It's great to see you, and congratulations on your new position here at Bally's Atlantic City. It's exciting time for Atlantic City, a challenging time, and I think you're going to do a great job here.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to come back home.
Absolutely. Well, and you were in Illinois before this, correct?
I was in Indiana, Illinois, and also I have responsibilities for a North Carolina property.
Okay.
In Cherokee, North Carolina,
right,
which is an Indian property on Native American lands.
And that's a beautiful property down there, too.
It's gorgeous, and right now we're in the process of working with the tribe because they're going to be investing roughly $650 million to expand the facility.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about coming home. You started in Atlantic City, so what does it mean for you to be coming home and running one of the company's most important casinos here?
It's fantastic coming home. I mean, we had great relationships and great properties in the Midwest. Learned something new, mm-hmm, obviously, and hopefully from what I've learned, I take it back in terms of some of those good home-style values that, yeah, you have in the Midwest as it relates to service, and bring it back to Atlantic City.
Sure. Well, those properties are challenging, too, in terms of tax rates and things of that nature as well.
Well, it's rather interesting. We go, when I left New Jersey, in one of the fewer markets at that point in time, to have basically a 9.25% tax, as I described, uh-huh, when I got out there, to ending up in Illinois, which essentially had the second highest tax rate in the nation, only to be topped by the state of Pennsylvania. It's quite a disparity that I had to get used to.
That's true. No question about that. Have you been long enough back here to kind of have a vision of where you see Bally's going at this point? Or are you still working through the realities of the operating situation now?
Well, we're working through the realities more so in respect to, you know, we now have a four-property strategy in, mm-hmm, Atlantic City.
Right.
And, you know, the investment, we've put significant investment in both the Showboat property as well as the Harrah's property that's in the process of being completed. And the Caesars property is in process as well. We're just beginning here at Bally's. We've completed, or soon to be completed, three brand new restaurant offerings up on the sixth floor, mm-hmm, that being Six of Bistro, the Red Pearl Asian restaurant, and then soon to be open the Reserve, which is our seafood and steakhouse. So that is the first aspect in terms of what was getting done, and to continue to complete that 6-4 destination experience. Mm-hmm. And right now we're just thinking about how do we master plan the rest of the facility, particularly the casino floor, mm-hmm, because it's a piece of the asset that we have here that really has not had any significant investment for quite a period of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the changes you're making on the casino floor, I understand, is closing the first floor of the Claridge Casino. Why did you make that decision?
Well, we found after some pretty significant analysis, and as a result of really when the sands closed, mm-hmm, critical mass at that part of our facility right now just wasn't there.
Yeah.
And it was important that we were running that first floor, and we found, again, that it was more like an appendage to the buildings, like, mm-hmm, working in the basement.
Right.
So we said, let's move everything upstairs. Let's create an exciting gaming environment that is consistent throughout, from all the way from the Wild West, mm-hmm, all the way through the Claridge. So it became obvious that it made sense to take primarily, which is all our table games that, mm-hmm, were down on that first floor, move it up to the third, and now essentially we have one level of gaming throughout, mm-hmm, our facility, and it makes it much better from a customer standpoint, from a traffic flow standpoint, from a convenience of parking, because now you'll be able to come right off the parking garage into a table games and slot area when you park in the Claridge garage.
Mm-hmm. Are you also closing down the mezzanine level as well?
No, the mezzanine is going to remain as Pennyville.
Uh-huh.
So that is going to continue. It's just basically the first floor. And on that third floor as well, we're going to reopen, which was a fast food Asian offering, mm-hmm, because we do have an Asian gaming area located in the Claridge, and we're going to continue that and offer that to our Asian customers as well.
Are you going to have anything public on the first floor?
No, the first floor will not be anything will not be public there.
Any thoughts about what you want to do with that space?
Now, in the long term, we got to give serious consideration in terms of where we take the Claridge. Mm-hmm. And fact of the matter is, you know, we'll eventually be putting some capital in, mm-hmm. not that we're ready to make any announcements in that respect, sure. in terms of what we can do, because it's a great building, it's had a great tradition, mm-hmm. and we're going to keep that tradition for as long as it makes financial sense to do it.
Sure. And will that include room upgrades and things of that nature once you make that decision?
Yeah, definitely. The rooms will probably be the key in, mm-hmm. in anything we do, because it does provide an additional 500 rooms to what was the original Bally Foundation. Mm-hmm. So rooms is key, as is rooms a key to the future of Atlantic City.
Right, right. Tell us about the sixth floor and the new restaurants you're bringing in. Obviously, that's always been a real dynamic at Bally's, at the top of that big escalator, and certainly Billy's Poker and Ponies has been one of the best-known secrets in Atlantic City in terms of poker and real comfortable place for race bettors to come. What are you doing to really upgrade that whole area?
Well, it started roughly about 2 years ago when Harris took over. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, I believe what was up there was Magnum's, which was basically a player's lounge right. for Bally customers. Mm-hmm. Rather small. If you ventured up there now and seen the Diamond Club mm-hmm. that we have on that floor, it is a beautiful room, ocean view, and it was a tremendous offering for our Diamond and Seven Star customers. That kind of was the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now we've come in. We've redone what was formerly Animations, and we've made it Six a Bistro. Mm-hmm. It's great food. It's contemporary food. Each one of the members of the staff have been totally retrained in terms of service delivery, and it's been a fantastic couple of days in terms of our grand opening, mm-hmm. as well as them going through the process, because we go up there and talk to our employees. They've had a great time in terms of the whole training process that we've been through over the course of the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Right next door, originally it was Mr. Ming's, which is basically a restaurant that was in a restaurant in Animations, and it really wasn't a great offering in terms of how you segment the Asian offering from the rest of the room. We broke out, we opened a new restaurant called Red Pearl, and it's a step above in terms of what we have down mm-hmm. on the casino floor in Noodle Village,
right.
because Noodle Village is really that fast turnaround right. for Asian customers that want to get back in action. This is a much more contemporary Asian restaurant. They call it, I think the term is a fusion restaurant, so it adds new Americanized Asian food. We're just beginning the opening process right now, and again, it'll be another great offering that we have as it opens this week. And then finally, what was one of the key foundations of the Bally's property was Prime Place. Uh-huh. And it had been dated. It was time mm-hmm. to come in with a more contemporary offering. So Prime Place is going to continue to have great steaks that are going to be labeled for Bally's, mm-hmm. As well as this an enhanced seafood offering, obviously with the South Jersey Fair in terms of seafood. So it's going to be a great restaurant as well. And on the front of that, we're going to have a bar that's going to be called Preview. Mm-hmm. So previously in Prime Place, if we had a waiting list, mm-hmm. customers really didn't have any place to go.
Sure.
Now we'll have a casual cocktail lounge bar on the front that'll have direct access to the room, visible out onto the sixth floor area. That's going to be another offering that we didn't have previously. It enhances our overall amenities. Along with the sixth floor, we're going to do some minor freshening up in that area mm-hmm. Over the course of the next couple weeks because besides the great restaurants we have a great convention business here.
Right.
And it is a business that is enhanced by our 1,753 rooms. Mm-hmm. So our conventioners now have the availability to frequent a lounge or a cocktail lounge right as Preview will provide them another alternative when they're here on their convention business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, It has been a very successful year for you, the convention business. So you're still going to emphasize that?
Yes, we're going to continue the convention business. We have found through much analysis it is a very profitable and strong business for here at Bally's. Mm-hmm. With the rooms that we have, we're running in excess of 95% every night, even during non-peak times, mm-hmm. because we're able to supplement our gaming business with conventioneers during that non-peak time.
Sure. Well, you mentioned the Asian restaurants. Obviously, that's to appeal to your Asian customers, and Bally's has always had some great Asian play. Are you doing anything else to expand that business in terms of marketing in other jurisdictions?
Well, we have a great Asian team in mm-hmm. general. that's led by, you know, one individual, our VP of Asian marketing. It does a great job. Mm-hmm. Who visits not only domestically from time to time, who'll visit internationally. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the center of our Asian business in terms of how we think about it, and we grow. And as you're familiar with Asian business, it grows through relationships.
Right.
We've established great relationships, and we're going to continue to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the objections we've heard about this, the smoking ban that will be implemented later this year, is that it would really hit the Asian business bad. What's your prediction about what's going to happen when the smoking ban comes in, with how it will impact the Asian business?
Yeah, I do not have, you know, numerically, I can't say. I will tell you that from every one of our markets that had smoking, and a matter of fact, in the state of Illinois that it just mm-hmm, came from,
right.
It's between a 15% and 20% impact mm-hmm. to its overall business.
Right.
Obviously, here in Atlantic City, we're already 75 non-smoking, 25 mm-hmm. smoking. The challenge for us here is, and I'm sure like any one of our competitors and sister properties in the market, that 25% that we do allow smoking has been primarily in our high-end areas, mm-hmm. you know, high-end slots and
sure.
high-end table business.
Right.
That's my main concern, as mm-hmm. well as the concern to our Asian business, because right now those customers have allowed to be continued to smoke.
Right.
As with Harris policy, you know, on a national level, mm-hmm. we would have preferred to see non-smoking in every market. The issue is that it goes state by state versus mandated federally.
Mm-hmm.
But where we will be in full compliance with having the smoking lounges ready to go by October 15th and provide the strategic locations for our customers that do have the desire to have a smoke to be able to frequent the lounges.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Illinois, were you allowed to provide smoking lounges, or did they have to go outside?
In Illinois, we were allowed to provide smoking lounges. You know, unfortunately, in that jurisdiction, there was a very short time frame in terms of the final
right.
determination, what we could have done.
Mm-hmm.
So then the property that I had responsibility for in Joliet, even though the non-smoking ban occurred January 1st, they were just allowed to get their smoking lounge up and running by April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lag, and again, that impacted their business somewhere between yeah. 15 and 20%.
Mm-hmm. No question. Bally's obviously has been known as a great slot house ever since it opened, although, of course, we understand the table games in Wild Wild West are doing very well also. Now that a slot guy is in charge, what kind of plans do you have to tweak the slot ops here?
Well, I'm not necessarily a slot guy.
Well.
I have a finance background.
Right, exactly.
And I've, you know, come up through the ranks that way mm-hmm. in our business. As far as the slots, we're going to continue to enhance, you know, the offering
mm-hmm.
In each one of our respective locations, that being the West, that being the Bally's main floor, as well as in the Claridge. We've had some new game offerings that we had just brought on board, i.e., while we did bring Rapid Roulette in for table games,
mm-hmm.
we also have brought in roulette slot machines.
Right.
So any new game offering that's available will be on the Bally's floor. We prefer we to be first to market when we can
mm-hmm.
In terms of our competition, and that's going to be our focus because it is a great slot house. It
mm-hmm.
is a great business that we have being at Center Boardwalk. You can't overcome the location.
Right, right. These electronic table games, like you mentioned, Rapid Roulette, I understand Trump Plaza is installing an entire floor of the electronic poker tables. Is this something you're going to be looking at, more and more electronic table games?
We're going to venture out
mm-hmm.
and look at it. We do look at it as a brand throughout
mm-hmm.
all of Harris. They have performed rather well in my familiarity with them because
mm-hmm.
we have them down in our Cherokee property.
Right.
So at some point in time, you may take a look at them. We found Rapid Roulette being our first venture in.
Mm-hmm.
And so far for the first, we put it in Friday, so for the first 3.5 days, it's been
mm-hmm.
pretty good for us in terms of real customer appeal
mm-hmm.
From both a table game standpoint as well as from a slot customer standpoint because
mm-hmm.
it has all the attributes of a slot machine as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about server-based gaming? Obviously, this is the buzz in the technology side of the industry right now. MGM City Center has announced they're going to have a totally server-based floor when they open up next year. Is this something you're preparing for?
Not as of yet. I mean, Harris as a brand is
mm-hmm.
In terms of our strategic slot team, but we really have not ventured into it yet as far as the Atlantic City plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could say that for us, we're looking at some point in time. to further enhance what we have as far as our coupon offerings through our slot machine called Real Rewards. Mm-hmm. We look to at some point in time in the future have the downloadable credit technology once we comply with all the regulatory requirements. And hopefully some point in time when the technology has the flexibility that's going to meet not only just Bally's needs or the Harris needs or Caesars in our marketplace, but a brand that has over 40 properties domestically and soon to grow worldwide, where we have to make that investment, because it will be a considerable investment when we go server-based gaming.
Do you think the customers are ready for that yet, that they'll understand it when it's implemented, or you think they're going to do it step-by-step so that they'll grasp it after it becomes available to them?
You know, I don't have a feel for it as of yet. It's going to, I guess, depend on the experience of the customer. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain things that we've invested in and introduced over the years that have taken off without question, and the customers don't even look back, i.e. when you went to the ticket technology. Mm-hmm. I don't think customers even look back at coin, and originally we were all skeptical about that. So you can never predict sometimes. It's going to all depend on what the customers want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Of course, yeah, the ticket situation when they first introduced it back at MGM back in the 90s, it failed pretty miserably there in the beginning.
Exactly.
And nobody would have ever thought that now it would be the standard in the industry.
Exactly. And when we did the conversion in Illinois and Indiana, it was like folks didn't even look back in terms of what coin was. Mm-hmm. And originally concerned, oh, they want the feel of the coins.
Right.
You heard a lot of the superstition surrounding it, and it never existed.
Right.
Have you looked into, in any of the other markets, into some of the customer service kind of features that the networked server-based floors make possible? Have you looked into any of that?
Not as of yet. I can't say myself. I've just had that exposure at this point in time. I think it's far off enough in the future that, unfortunately, that we have a company that has a whole research team that spends time doing that.
Right.
And basically, the operators in the field spend more time focusing on the service delivery at our respective properties.
Sure, absolutely. Bally's has been known about for sponsoring some major events at Convention Hall, or Boardwalk Hall. Are you going to continue to do that, entertainment-wise and sports-wise?
Yeah, we will continue to do that. Mm-hmm. It may be wrapped up in the Caesars brand.
Sure.
Because obviously, and I think it's been known now, Harrah's will be changing their name to Caesars Entertainment, and that just being a great icon in gaming. And we are a separate brand under the Caesars brand. Mm-hmm. So we continue to support Boardwalk Hall, particularly in boxing. Mm-hmm. And then we've changed our entertainment strategy here where we're going to be offering shows in our respective ballroom. We have Kenny Loggins in a couple weeks.
Okay.
We have John Rich from Big and Rich that we're having. So we're going to go to the monthly show and try and approach it from that fashion versus just the conventional production shows that we've had in the past.
Right.
But Convention Hall will continue to be in the plans, and it'll be supported with all four properties in the Atlantic City market.
Okay. Will Kenny Loggins and John Rich be in the showroom or in the ballroom upstairs?
It'll be in the ballroom because the one thing the formerly the Claridge or the Palace Ballroom, just doesn't have the seating capacity that we can get in our respective ballroom.
Mm-hmm. And you had a little showroom here as well. They used to have the Legends of Concert here. Is that still open?
Refresh my memory on that one.
A showroom right downstairs at Bally's. It was they had Legends of Concert there. Legends in Concert
with
there
Blue
there
Martinis?
For years and years.
That's what it was.
It was close to what Blue Martinis.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was the Blue Martini, and no, that's the case now. The Blue Martini's replaced that, we do weekend bands every weekend in there. We get a great turnout from our customers that like that type of entertainment.
Okay, great. You mentioned being part of Caesars Entertainment. You have the four property strategy, but your neighbor next door is Caesars in Atlantic City, and how close do you work with Caesars and with Dan Nito over there?
We work collectively, not just with Dan, with all four properties in the market. I think as you look at some of the property-wide events in terms of the Harrah's four properties, for instance, at the end of June, we're going to have, what are we calling that? Toast to the Coast. So that's where East Property is going to be working collectively in terms of having a great event that's only going to be at one of our four properties. Mm-hmm. So we do those type of marketing events collectively. You know, we share customers between all four Harris properties because we do have what we like to call a four-stop strategy. Mm-hmm. We coordinate our calendars to ensure that we're not running over one another in terms of events, but still provide customers choice.
Right.
So they have a choice at any given time. They could venture to pool at Harris, a boxing event that Caesars or Bally's may be sponsoring, as well as the House of Blues at Showboat. Mm-hmm. So, but we're very methodical in terms of our approach, giving customers the choice, but also making sure that we're not having too many things at one time so they can't enjoy it all.
Sure.
Does that cooperative marketing extend at all to Harris Chester?
Not at this time. You know, they're in a separate market. Being in the Atlantic City market, it's much more convenient. Mm-hmm. Although Harris Chester, for customers that are on the Bally's database or the Harris database, they have the opportunity, as long as they're on our database, to experience many of the events that we have as well.
Right, right. Being in several other markets, you understand the power of Total Rewards. Exactly, you know, what does that mean to Bally's? You know, it doesn't have the Harris logo, so is it just as advantageous to you here at Bally's as it is at any Harris or Caesars property?
Yes, it is. I mean, you will find, and we found within our database, we have what we call cross-market customers. And we like to say from time to time, and our chairman talks about it, Gary Loveman, you know, customers are promiscuous. They like to venture out. And the benefit is when a customer, whether they're going to Las Vegas, obviously we want them to stay at one of our Harris properties there, don't have to be the Harris name or the Caesars name. We have Rio, we have Bally's, we have Flamingo. And the same thing when customers come into the Atlantic City market. They have many choices that they now have between the four properties here. So those cross-market customers are extremely, extremely valuable to us. And we have the mechanisms in place and the systems in place where we can track their activity and then make the corresponding offers in each one of our respective markets.
Right, absolutely. There was, at one point, there was some talk about retheming Bally's. This was several years ago, and that seems to have died away. Is that completely off the table now, or you just kind of have it on the back burner?
Right now, it's on the back burner. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bally's has had a great tradition here in the Atlantic City market. You can tell by, you know, we're still the second or third highest grossing property in the marketplace, and we fight back and forth with our sister property now being Harris Atlantic City. So it's a great opportunity for us to continue to use the Bally's name at a great location being Center Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
With the courtyard and the Dennis being opened up, do you have any plans for marketing as far as the Dennis Hotel goes?
Well, thinking about the Dennis and that whole courtyard, we're just going to be doing some nice landscaping in there. Mm-hmm. We will open it up to have more traffic that come off to the boardwalk that can frequent inside of the Bally's property as well as the Wild West, along with our sidewalk buffet. Hopefully at some point in time we'll be able to, as we understand and get a chance to get the look and feel, to create some outdoor activities there, particularly during our peak season being the summer.
Sure.
So that's going to be the game plan in terms of the short term. Mm-hmm. I can't say we have a long-term plan as of yet. It's a great piece of real estate, and we want to make sure we put the appropriate amount of study in before we make that capital commitment in terms of that location. Mm-hmm. At some point in time, it could turn into a beach bar. With the erosion that we just felt over this past weekend in regards to the storm, and we're seeing more and more of the beach erode, that may be an opportunity there as well. So we're going to study it and really come back in and make a firm capital commitment at the appropriate time. Mm-hmm.
You took over for a guy, Kenny Condon, who was here for a lot of years. He has a lot of employees here that have been here since day one and served under him for many years. What did you do to talk to the employees to get them used to the change and assure them that things really weren't going to change that drastically?
Yeah, Kenny led a great organization, you know, and he's a great guy and really established. He's one of the icons in Atlantic City. And he had a great rapport with the staff. We had a great transition. We still have a great relationship in terms of, matter of fact, we're going to be at our employee talent show together come Thursday night. Just getting out there and talking to folks. I like to talk to, you know, our customers as well as each one of the team members here at Bally's and just get to know them and become further and further engaged. It's a big property. You have, almost 5,000 employees here. I like to say I can remember 5,000 names. Not quite that good, but getting out and just being a person that's a wholesome leader, mm-hmm. that we want the best for each and every employee here at Bally. That's mm-hmm. the goal.
Yeah.
You know, and when we do that, it's no different than what we talk about in terms of within Harris, the service profit chain.
Sure.
We have happy employees, we're going to have happy customers. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's going to benefit us financially.
Sure.
So that's the overall goal and my approach in terms of being engaged with the workforce. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you've shown a real commitment to the workforce, redesigning the employee lounge. I think that was just happened a year ago. So, they seem to appreciate that, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great offering down there. And, the overall benefits package that we provide, our workforce and all our employees, I'm on the same benefits plan. It's mm-hmm. no different. And, that's something that we want to continue to enhance. I mean, I know on a national level, we're all facing tough economic times. Mm-hmm. We all like to make more money just for the heck to pay for that gallon of gas that
right.
continues to grow exponentially. But we want to provide the opportunities here at Bally or any one of the Harris properties to be able to have a good, financial opportunity for each one of our respective folks.
Mm-hmm. I just have one last question, and it relates to the tough economic times. Revenues are down pretty substantially in Atlantic City over the last year. Every casino has been hit, with a full smoking ban coming up. Obviously, things aren't going to improve anytime soon. What are you doing to really get through this time? Are you looking to cut costs or just minimize yourself to some of the negative things that are coming out of this?
Yeah, I think you approach it from a sound business strategy standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, Atlantic City has overcome many of the challenges in the past. I mean, I can remember when the Taj Mahal opened in this
right.
marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the sky is falling when that happened. The unfortunate incidents that occurred around 9/11,
mm-hmm.
the market continued to grow and prosper on a rebound after that. And we will continue to grow and prosper, after this tough economic time.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, when you think about it, if Pennsylvania had not been a market that came into fruition, Atlantic City would be in pretty good shape
because mm-hmm.
you could see the revenues that are being generated. A whole new market was created
right.
with Pennsylvania gaming and obviously the New York gaming that's
mm-hmm.
impacted Atlantic City. So the East Coast gaming is as strong as ever. Right now, as I explained it to the workforce, right now you have to absorb the supply. So
mm-hmm.
demand's got to catch up with the additional supply that's been added to the East Coast. And I think over time, not necessarily a long term, but in the short term, that'll happen, and Atlantic City will continue to prosper and grow.
Mm-hmm. And so are you a little disappointed that Pinnacle seems to be wavering whether they're going to build or not? Obviously, that would be a neighbor, too, and draw a lot of people to this area.
I am. That is a concern in terms
mm-hmm.
of creating more critical mass at
right.
Center Boardwalk
mm-hmm.
because you like strong competition. Everybody talks about the McDonald's, Burger King
sure.
type of street corner
mm-hmm.
competition. We like that competition to
mm-hmm.
add that additional critical mass right next door to our facility only can benefit us.
Okay. Well, Joe Domenico, thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. You've got a great property here and a great future. And, again, congratulations on taking over and good luck going forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it and really enjoyed the opportunity.
Thank you for choosing the Global Gaming Business Podcast. If you want to learn about any of the issues discussed on this show, go to our website at ggbmagazine.com or subscribe to the industry's most comprehensive newsletter, Global Gaming Business Weekly. We'll see you next week for another edition of the Global Gaming Business Podcast.